Family get-togethers and the holidays are right around the corner. Are you getting ready? Well, Xfinity's X1 Entertainment System can help. Do you have relatives coming in for holidays? Maybe you're hosting a night or two in the next couple months? The X1 system will provide all the entertainment you need. Now, what's your favorite holiday movie to watch as a family? I know we all have one. Using my X1 voice remote, I can say, show me holiday movies, and there they are, right there on my screen, ready for me to watch. Now, if you have family staying with you, Xfinity Internet is so fast that everyone can be online at the same time. No issues, no problems at all. With X1 from Xfinity, you get access to thousands of on-demand movies and shows available from any room in the house and on any screen, which means everyone's favorite entertainment is ready to watch when they are. Now, X1 won't just change the way you experience TV. It will change the way you experience the holidays. Now, don't miss this limited time offer. You can get started with the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89 a month for a year. Now, this incredible offer ends 11/22/15, so don't wait. Call today, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com. Keep in mind, certain restrictions and requirements apply, so call today and get the best in entertainment for your holiday season. The number again is 1-800-XFINITY, or visit my friends online at Xfinity.com.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Yes, tonight. This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just past 4 o'clock and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. Injuries, yes, they're a problem for the Bears, but Matt Forte is fighting an MCL injury, and John Fox says today that he's not expecting surgery for him, and nothing like a season-ending injury or nothing quite like that, but you might see more of Jeremy Langford for the time being.
I like his football character. It's not too big for him. He's very willing, so his mindset is to learn. I think Stan Drayton, his position coach, has done a tremendous job with him. And a lot of it is he's very receptive and, you know, I call it football character. You know, he picks things up very well for a young player.
John Fox today up at Halisaw also noting that Eddie Royal has a knee injury that he's been working through. And they'll all get an extra day this week as the Bears will play on Monday night in San Diego. No practice until Thursday. Injuries taking a toll all around the league. Steelers' Le'Veon Bell, MCL tear, gone for the year. Same for the 49ers' Reggie Bush with an ACL tear. And the Ravens' Steve Smith with an Achilles tendon tear. He may end up retiring. He may be done for good. Monday Night Football, the Colts and the Panthers tonight in Carolina. And we'll see how healthy Andrew Luck is tonight. Coverage at 6:45 right here on 670 The Score. Kansas City celebrating today. Not sure how much work was actually done in Kansas City today, but the first World Series title in 30 years. They're going to have a big parade tomorrow. Weather should be nice. Lots of people should be there. Hockey, the Blackhawks playing host to the Kings tonight at the UC. Marian Hossa will not play tonight because of a lower body injury. Brian Bickle will not play with the Hawks for a while. Sent down to Rockford today to play with the Ice Hogs in order to make room for Marco Dano, who will be making his Blackhawks debut tonight. Corey Crawford is in net. College Hoops, the AP preseason poll in the top 25 is out. North Carolina starting the season number one for the ninth time in school history. The rest of the top 10 features Kentucky, Maryland, Kansas, Duke, Virginia, Iowa State, Oklahoma, Gonzaga, and Wichita State. The Big Ten gets six teams. Three of those teams you heard there, Kentucky, Kansas, and Duke, they'll all be at the United Center along with Michigan State here in about 2 weeks. Scoreboard update brought to you in part by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
There's only one Matt Forte in the NFL.
Touchdown, Bears! Matt Forte!
We talked about the importance of him this past week and what he means to this team, how versatile he is.
Matt Forte is upended by Harrison Smith. Forte hobbling.
So they've taken Matt Forte's helmet away here on the sideline, and Forte walking with trainer Nate Breschke. They were looking at his right leg.
Harrison Smith hit him right on that right knee. I think that's what they're looking at down here on the sideline.
He's been a durable player over the years for Chicago.
Here's the official word on Matt Forte from the Bears. Questionable for the rest of the game with a knee injury. He's still in the locker room.
I don't know the extent of Matt's injury. I don't know if he's going to be able to go or not. But if he can't, 3-3 is going to have to step up big for us.
So two starters out offensively for the Bears. Been the story of this first seven games of the season. Constant change.
That's football, though. You know, it's about the coaches having the next man prepared. The coaches have always done a great job of having that guy ready.
Right now, I think the feeling is, and again, it's not exact because we're not done with it, but I don't see it being season ending on either one or even at this point, whether there needs to be, it's not ACL, surgically repair stuff moving forward.
Boars and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
There's a variety of things, including Mr. Mumbles for you, Mr. Globalize Everything, our guy, John Fox. Still a fool. You know, but I accept that. I do. I accept his foolishness. I accept the fact that he's got nothing to say.
Yeah, you know what?
I accept all that, but I don't accept Friday. I accept all the other stuff. That's fine.
A friend of mine said exactly that to me. A friend of mine who I ran into on Friday night. He said, I love the Fox bit. I said, what do you mean the bit? He said, well, he said that he's so aggressively over the top trying to be a football coach. He said, I get it. He's completely unapologetic about it. Yeah. He doesn't assume he's something he's not. But then my rejoinder was, well, wait, that's fine if it's a football issue. We get that. But when you're talking about having him trotted out there to do his bit, when it's something that has nothing to do with football, that's when he shouldn't be in that position.
Again, I'm a football coach.
Not a psychologist.
Yeah, and we'll see how good a football coach you are, too. You know, I want to mention this before we get back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. We have a big night coming up for Children's Oncology Services and the One Step Programs a week from Friday. And we always have had people with the poker event, with the marathon team, and have had a lot of people that I always run into who have been involved and always say, you know, what more can I do? What more do you do? Well, this is something else that we do, and there is a special tie-in to this radio station for good reason. On November 13th, we are going to be throwing our big annual semi-formal gala called Flight, where we take everybody in the room on a virtual trip from the Four Seasons Hotel to someplace in the world. Last year we did Italy. This year we are doing Argentina as our way of bringing people to something exotic and fun that's beyond what they get at just one of these regular charity galas. But we've got cocktails, silent auction, evening program, and live auction, and all that. And we are giving out some awards, and this year this is the inaugural Hospira Foundation Award. And it is being awarded to Mitch Rosen, the program director of Sports Radio 670 The Score, because, and it's representative of what other people at the station have done as well. But it's sort of been taken for granted, I think, by a lot of people that anytime something's needed, say, hey, it's Mitch himself who says, can I run some PSAs? Or it says, whatever you need. If you want to do this, make sure you mention this or make sure you get this in. You know, we have some valuable airtime, believe it or not. You wouldn't think it is, but it actually is. And well, it might shock you to hear, but just how liberally he treats it when he says, do whatever you can do to mention this to try to help the kids. And it's been years of it now, years of him never saying no, not just saying yes, but yes and. Always saying yes and what more can we do? And for that reason, a week from Friday, Mitch is going to be receiving our organization's Hospira Foundation Award. So if people want more information on this terrific night, we only have a couple of tables left, but we can still get people, and I would love to see some people there. You can go to onestepcamp.org, onestepcamp.org/events, and you can register for the event, or you can make a donation and find out more about what we do. But we are really looking forward to it and hope we can see people there. Naperville next, and Travis on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Listen, I actually just moved here from Kansas City a couple of years ago, and I think the earlier caller was a futile attempt to poke fun at Kansas City because of the size, which the overall metropolitan Kansas City is just over 2 million people.
Mm-hmm.
But because Kansas City does not have a basketball team or soccer team, they tend to be all in with the Royals and the Chiefs. And right now, since we're early in the football season, Chiefs not doing all that good. They're just all in with the Royals, and they're going to have an excellent turnout. I already know that.
1 million people. I'm telling you right now, it better be 1 million people at this thing.
And nobody shot.
It probably will.
And they don't shoot anybody there either. Why is that?
Well, the truth is, I hate to say this, but proportionally, I'm not sure Kansas City crime is not that different than Chicago. It gets kind of bad at times, but overall, it's a great city, and it's a good place to live. I moved here because I got family in this area here, and I like it here too as well, though. But Kansas City is a great city, the best barbecue, the Negro Leagues baseball museum, and all that kind of stuff. They got a few good things going on in Kansas City.
I agree. I'm. But again, I'm setting it at 1 million. I want 1 million people for that parade. The once every 30 years, can you put 1 million people together for me?
According to Adam Schefter, we actually have a trade.
We do?
And this is the verified Adam Schefter account, not some fake Adam Schefter out there on Twitter.
Good job, Tim. I checked it too.
He says the 49ers are trading tight end Vernon Davis and a 2016 seventh-round pick to Denver for a sixth in 2016 and a sixth in 2017. Vernon Davis and a seventh from San Francisco to Denver for a pair of sixths.
What is it? Has he been one of those outspoken about Kaepernick?
I don't know. Has he been a malingerer, or is he considered mutinous in some way?
I think maybe a little bit of both. He has been at times. I don't know if it's because, they're sort of up in that now with several players wanting him benched. And I don't know if Kaepernick. I don't know if Vernon Davis falls.
We don't know because much of that sentiment was reported anonymously by texts from Bleacher Report's Jason Cole, who said more than one player is. Vernon Davis is he's a well-spoken, outspoken guy.
Is he good anymore?
I don't know.
know if he's any good. Well, of course, you know, Kaepernick wouldn't find him if he was sitting by himself.
That's the problem.
Yeah, Vernon Davis was one of the players that's been pretty outspoken about Kaepernick.
Okay.
And then I guess he got into it with Joe Staley because of it.
And he's supposed to be available too, isn't he? Joe Staley?
Yeah, there's reports that the exchange got real heated, may even gotten physical between the two.
Well, that would explain it.
That would send you away.
There you go.
In that wacky world of the NFL, there he goes.
Oh, then that's what Jim Tomsula, your guy, had downplayed the exchange and compared it to being no different than being an Italian dinner.
Oh, that was the specific reference was to that. I thought he talked to the team. I thought he'd gathered it.
Yeah, this is the report from Pro Football Talk saying that's what that reference was to.
Okay. Oh, I get it. Maybe that's why he felt he had
that's
to sort
right,
of
they were,
have it out with the team because
yes,
of the infighting.
They're throwing dishes at one another.
Right, so he decided to be the patriarch of the
Italian I guess in the end, not everyone comes back to the table for dinner.
Right, to eat
some get traded.
To eat the great food.
That's right. They don't come back.
Right, we extend the metaphor, what happens?
Yeah, wait a minute. Where'd your guy go? He's not coming back for dinner.
He's sleeping with the fishes.
I guess, being an Italian family, if possible, we would trade family members. Could
you do that?
I don't know if you can. I
swap them out for family members to be named later.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I would have been traded years ago. Matt, if that's possible.
Matt, I want you to come to my office and bring your playbook with you.
Yeah, I would have showed up at one of my brother's house for holiday dinner and be like, hey, guess what? You got traded to the Johnsons down the street.
All right. Sorry, I put some stuff on film. Be fine.
What are Vernon? Look up Vernon Davis's numbers for me there, would you, Dr. Mann?
I'm busy looking up Al Molinaro's obituary.
Never mind that.
96. He was 96.
96 years old.
For Taste and Moritz Encore. There you go. You can get your Salisbury steaks.
You're a fan of those, aren't you? The frozen Salisbury steaks?
Truth be told.
No, I love them. The family portion size, I'll take all six or eight patties of
Lord,
delicious meat.
I was typing in Vernon Davis. I started typing in Vernon Salisbury.
He's probably not there.
He was a great quarterback. Send you some pictures,
but you
too.
Know what I love about the big Encore family pack is that by law, it doesn't say, at least for a while, it wasn't Salisbury steaks and gravy. It was gravy and Salisbury steaks because by proportion...
Oh, there was more gravy,
than
the meat product.
Right, so you're actually buying gravy that happened to have Salisbury steak.
Vernon Davis this year, Terry, 18 receptions on 29 targets, under 200 yards. He has 194 total yards, a long of 43, so the rest not very productive. Zero touchdowns.
Well, that's a good way to find yourself out of tone, but maybe he's going to be the perfect target for pus-armed Peyton Manning.
I guess there's only, don't say that, you make him mad when you say that. You make him so mad, he's coming after you. He's driving a car over your head.
So what happened to that game yesterday? Because I didn't watch a second of the Packers game, and I checked in on it, and before I knew it, it was 17-0.
It looked to me like he did have a little more zip on the ball.
Okay.
He looked a little more comfortable in the pocket in a way that he could step into his throws. Like, if you bother his... It used to be that he could overcome his happy feet, because we know his feet have never been great. But he could overcome that with arm strength. But now, if he's clean, and he can drive the ball a little bit, it can get there. But he still throws a bunch of flutter ducks, too. I mean, it's not...
I don't want to say that, because I'll mix the two up.
NFL, their Twitter account, they had a stat out there that Alex Smith had more rushing yards than Aaron Rodgers had passing yards.
78-77, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
John Elway has just tweeted, "We have agreed to trade for two-time Pro Bowl tight end Vernon Davis from San Francisco. He'll be a valuable addition to our team with his experience and leadership."
I think that other than the latter might be in question.
I know you guys aren't into fantasy football other than Sidham or Benchum, but like guys this week that started Aaron Rodgers just kind of feel burned by that performance. That's just
You know rough. What? If I'm that guy, I wouldn't have started him.
You say that now.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't have anyway.
Anybody
Why?
Against
that defense?
Oh,
no.
You really?
No.
Like, let's say, for example, Denver? Terry, going into it, a guy had...
At Denver?
Maybe a guy had Aaron Rodgers and, say, like Cam Newton on his fantasy team. Who would you have started this week?
Newton.
Yeah.
I'm not starting anybody going into Denver.
So you would have sat and benched Aaron Rodgers.
I would have sat and benched him.
There you
yes.
go. Perfect.
And I love him. You know, I love him. I know, and it bothers people that I love him, but you can't play that team there.
When are we doing sit him or bench him? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Especially in the new landscape of daily fantasy.
Tanny. Any suggestions?
I think we're doing a disservice.
We said we were going to do it Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay.
Here, and we haven't done it once in, what are we, week eight?
That's true. We have not.
Well, I've been all wrapped up in the baseball season. Now that that's done, we can focus on football.
Yep.
It's been the best football season of the, ever.
So I'm not. I'm not great. Turning anybody. I don't care who your quarterback is against Denver at Denver.
So just to reiterate, if you had Aaron Rodgers and Cam Newton on your team in fantasy football, you would have sat Aaron Rodgers, no doubt about it.
Oh, no doubt. Mm. And that goes for anybody who goes into Denver.
Very interesting.
That is anybody who goes into Denver.
The palpable disbelief of one Matt Amatacola.
No, I think it's interesting. I just wanted to, just get it, very clear out,
Matt,
there.
They're just
listening.
Relentless.
Yeah.
They are relentless.
Great defense.
I mean, I really don't know how you stop them from sitting on your quarterback's head. And I mean, that's the best quarterback in the game made to look like a fool. And they would do that to anybody when you play like that. Not at Denver. Maybe on the road. On the road, I'd start him. No problem. But not at Denver. Not on that team. Not when that team's at home.
So even if you have Aaron Rodgers and the Packers going into Denver, you would not have started Aaron Rodgers in fantasy.
No.
Yeah. Good call, Terry.
No. I wish you would have asked me Friday. I'd have told you.
You have the Boars and Bernstein show
and benched him.
On WSCR, The Score.
Carl, are we really talking? So here, Carl, are we really talking about getting government involved in fantasy football? Wait a second. We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacking us. And we're talking about fantasy football?
Bears lose to the Vikings. They remain winless in the division. Get a full recap of the loss. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Chargers in a Monday night showdown on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Looks like Urban Meyer will make another quarterback change, not because he's flip-flopping, but because his starter is a drunk driver. Buckeyes QB JT Barrett arrested over the weekend for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. He turned bye week into OVI week. Terrible thing, and even more embarrassing when you consider he was busted for attempting to avoid a drunk driving checkpoint near campus. An extremely irresponsible choice, and even worse now because Herb has to grub a double-decker crow sandwich after spending weeks hyping Barrett's leadership while at the same time hawking a book that he wrote about being a leader. A leader hyping another leader who was just picked up for OVI. Come on, Herb, you're better than that. Or at least we thought you were. I'm Jim Rome.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally.
No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on Mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that. And then I turned 9.
Mom. CBS Thursdays.
Love wine but feel clueless in the wine aisle? Club W personalizes wine to your palate and delivers it directly to your doorstep, all at a fantastic price. Right now, Club W is offering 50% off your first month's order at clubw.com/radio. Stop wasting time and money and start drinking wine you know you'll love. Visit clubw.com/radio for 50% off your first month's order today. 50% off is an instant rebate credit. Maximum credit of $20. Must be 21 or older. Not available in all states. Void where prohibited. W Inc. Buellton, California.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we're all fighting through a tough spell. You know, we're all going through a storm together. And you're either part of the guys, you know, pulling up the sails, or you're putting a jackhammer to the bottom of it. And I don't see jackhammers. I see guys that are really trying to do right and get. Obviously, there's frustration when you lose and all those things. But the core of that room is good.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, Chief.
Nice call with the music there, Tammy. I'm not. The metaphor lost me there.
My people.
They're in a storm. What was the jackhammers thing?
To the bottom of it.
Of the, like jackhammering out the bottom of the boat?
Yep. Out the bottom of the boat.
So you're...
They're all in the boat together and they're staying there.
But...
Even though the weather is tough.
I mean, don't you mean like pumping out the bottom of the boat?
I don't know
or
what
it
means.
Or is he talking about people...
You're asking me to speak Jim Tom Sula?
Yeah, didn't you take that in high school?
I did. I didn't pay attention to that either.
And we're all fighting through a tough spell. You know, we're all going through a storm together. And you're either part of the guys, you know, pulling up the sails, or you're putting a jackhammer to the bottom of it. And I don't see jackhammers.
I'm confused.
It's a two-for-one sail, by the way. It's really quite nice. Hey, it's your guy. You know what? You can't love him like you do. You can't want to follow him like you do and ask me to translate.
Why?
That's your guy. He's not my guy. He's too icky.
Jim, I'm sorry. You're too icky.
You really are. Come on, dude. That guy. Come on.
I don't get it. I don't get the jackhammer part. I apologize for not getting it. But
every boat has a jackhammer.
if you're gonna start nautical, stay nautical, right?
That's what actually happened in the Titanic. They jackhammered the bottom out. Didn't hit a berg. Steve DeBerg.
Hey, knock it off. What? The jackhammering. Stop it.
He's great.
Yeah, he really is.
He's great. And his quarterback, they all hate his quarterback.
Yeah.
He hates them back. And, oh, it's just sweet.
I don't mean this is a facetious question, but anything in your head coaching experience in Europe compared to this or give you something to draw on? That's what you've been through?
Well, in Europe, the guys, if the guys did pick up the newspaper to read, it wasn't in English. So I didn't have to worry about all the stuff coming out, you know, from others.
The others.
Uh-oh, now the others, gotcha. It's like Tim Kawakami is unfortunately collapsing the Niners. That's what it is now.
Jim,
don't give in. Jim. Don't give in to the media out to get everybody and blaming the media.
Oh, Jim.
Jim, no.
Oh,
get back to jackhammering the bottom of your boat.
Oh, Jim.
Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 4:30, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rotowald with the Scoreboard Update. Matt Forte fighting an MCL injury, and John Fox says he is not expecting surgery or for him to be out for the rest of the year or anything like that, but you might see more of Jeremy Langford for the time being. Could the Bears make a trade to get some help if need be? The deadline's tomorrow.
Not as familiar with all the other sports as I am with ours. You know, there's varied reasons. I think sometimes contractually, I don't really know how the other sports work as far as that goes. I know people aren't in line to get rid of good football players.
It's all a problem.
So, you know, regardless of where their season is.
It's the evasive John Fox weaving his way around that question for earlier today. Eddie Royal's got a bum knee. He's been dealing with that. And they will all get an extra day this week, though. Bears playing Monday night in San Diego. We'll see how quickly we see Forte or Eddie Royal back in the lineup. Injuries definitely taking a toll around the league. Le'Veon Bell out. Reggie Bush done. Steve Smith may have to retire. They're all with injuries as far as tears go. Bell with an MCL tear. Bush with an ACL tear. And Steve Smith tore his Achilles tendon. He may end up retiring as a result of that injury. We do have one trade today. The 49ers sending Vernon Davis and a 7th-round pick to Denver for a pair of 6th-round picks. Monday Night Football tonight, Colts and Panthers. Coverage at 6:45 right here on The Score. Kansas City celebrating its first World Series championship in 30 years. That means the Royals, the Lakers, the Edmonton Oilers. They have all won titles since they did so in 1985, but not the Bears. There'll be a big parade tomorrow, and the weather should be nice. Next year, is that it?
Next year.
You're calling it now?
Yeah, calling it. Next
breaking
year.
Breaking news.
Bears win
Terry?
It all with the evasive coach, the great John Fox.
How are they going to do it? Well, you know, it's just...
I don't know. It's a problem.
It's along those lines.
They got it. He's got it together. He's my man.
Terry, they took down the famous marquee at Wrigley today. You could be okay with that for a while?
I'm okay with that.
I don't understand what they're doing.
Poor Barry.
I don't get it.
About that today.
I don't get it. Why are they destroying the marquee? That wasn't part of the plan. Theo's hiding the ball.
Is the ball still up on the Jumbotron? Did they take that down?
Oh, the Schwarber ball?
Yeah, I think so. They were going to, I thought.
They said they were.
They should leave it up there. Hockey, the Blackhawks are playing tonight. They got the Kings at the UC. Marian Hossa not going to play tonight. Brian Bickle sent back to Rockford. Makes room for Marco Dano, who will be making his Blackhawks tape. That's not good, is it? No.
No, that's a lot of money in Rockford.
Sending it out
there.
You'll
live like a king on the Brian Bickle money.
They are excited, though. They're ready to go out there. Come play with us.
Be partying with Dredge.
the next headline we see, Brian Bickle arrested Dredge on loose.
Lord. He'll take care of him. It's like a chaperone.
Oh, yeah, he'll take care of you.
You're partying with Dredge. Injury to his body.
North Carolina is your number one team in the preseason AP Top 25. Kentucky, Maryland, Kansas, and Duke rounding out the top five. Three of those teams will be at the United Center for the Champions Classic in a couple of weeks. Big Ten gets six teams in that top 25. Illinois, not one of those teams.
Is Purdue one of those teams? Purdue's in there, right?
Purdue. I think so. Indiana was in there. Purdue was in there. I did not see Michigan State, but they're going to be.
What about Purdue? Yeah, Purdue has got the they got a player I think I'm going to love.
Terry, the football team put 55 in Nebraska this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Nebraska has ceased to exist as a state.
Pete Futek, it's got to stop. He did, even though we called him on it, he was still doing it the other day.
Everybody in Nebraska disagrees with Pete Futek.
They
haven't been this bad since the 1950s.
There's like 8,000 people at that game. It was awful.
Since before Devaney. I mean, this is, you got to go back to when you were a toddler.
Purdue.
I know.
It's the first time they've had six losses before November 1st ever. It's in school history.
No, I'm not kidding. You got to go back to the 50s.
Yeah.
The 50s?
Yeah. I love pile of suck right now. Not good.
Our pile of suck. I mean, don't tell Pete Futek.
Tim and Champagne, you're on the screen. Are you done?
Wait,
Matt?
No,
Tim, hold on. I'm putting it back on.
Hold on.
Finish up.
All right. The scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. We're the home for Bear fans. Six-second score.
Now, Tim and Champagne, you're on the score. Sorry about that, Tim. Hi.
No problem. Thanks, guys. I think I wrapped my head around it. I think it is the dudes holding the sails up are the ones that are helping the team, and the jackhammer people are hurting the team holding them back. And I got to get some food, but have a good one, guys.
Thank you. Wouldn't want to keep you from your food. But that's probably right. But
that's what he's talking about. Yeah.
So say there are guys in the bottom of the boat.
The malcontents
that are jackhammering.
Trying to put holes in the boat, and then the other ones are grabbing the sails.
Okay.
And a few of them are grabbing the sailors.
you're either putting holes in the boat, and others are grabbing the sails, and some people are grabbing the sailors.
When we're out there, that's what we're going to do.
Grab the sailors?
Yep. We're going to grab some sailors.
Maddie? Well, we did that when
we were
in Tampa.
Yes.
When the pirate ship came in?
But that was not by choice. They just invaded your space. And my...
It was the Gasparilla pirates that showed up to antagonize us.
And that's such a big deal. It's unbelievable.
I told you. My college buddy, who lives there now, we're out playing pool that night. And he's like, look, one of my buddies is coming over to play with us. And he's dressed as a pirate. But don't make fun of him. I said, you'd realize who you're talking to, right? And he said, yeah, but no, it's a big deal. It's like the young civic leaders.
It's like 200,000 people
anointed.
Yep.
But to be chosen as a pirate is a big deal. To come off the boat.
I'll be down there soon enough. I should be a pirate.
But we're going to be in
like
San Francisco.
An old pirate. No, not for that. I should find my way.
Why haven't you been a pirate yet?
I don't know.
Haven't you been so honored?
I do not know. I cannot believe this.
I think the powers that be that run Gasparilla should find you and make you the king pirate.
I'm the perfect, like the wacky old pirate. You're not sure which way he's going to go.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Right. Good side, bad side, and anything in between.
That's right. Anything in between.
Here's Maddox boy on
right.
the score.
I'm not 100% sure I'm right about this, but I think that Mike Singletary was referring to Vernon Davis when he said you can't win with him.
Yes.
That's correct.
That's right.
And that was his rookie season, if I remember correctly, as well.
No, but that is definitely true.
That is so. Mike Singletary.
And wasn't Vernon Davis also the guy that got tackled by his Wang?
Yes.
Remember?
He was.
Some guy just because he just pulled down by the ripcord.
Yeah. After Singletary said that though, he was really good. Yeah, Brandon Davis. He really good. I mean, because he had all the talent in the world, Maddox. Well, you're absolutely right.
They got to the title game a couple years ago, yes. though. To be fair,
they did. But he was, because I remember he was tweeting about it. It's like, well, this hurt, and because people didn't realize, why aren't you wearing a jock or wearing a cup? Or because they just don't. Players don't. They don't.
No, they don't. They don't. No, they don't. They want you. No. If you're going to tackle me by that, tackle me by that. And took him up on the offer.
Like, here you go.
Or the Pirates.
Vaughn and Indy, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan Terry. This is a question for both you guys. This is pertaining to Adam Gase's game plan for the first, I guess, whatever, through about 3 minutes, 4 minutes in the second quarter. I understand they have a patchwork offensive line, and maybe you got to slow the pass rush down with the bubble screens and the basic runs. But, I mean, the guy went full John Shoup yesterday with those bubble screens. And when you have a defense that you know is going to give up points, wouldn't it be more prudent to try to score early? I mean, as soon as they started throwing the ball downfield, I mean, they moved the ball. But I guess my question is, did they have to basically get Eddie Royal killed? If I'm Eddie Royal, I'm suing Gase. I mean, they play to the strength of the Viking defense. I mean, you got Kendricks and the guy from UCLA, both those guys. All they do is run laterally.
Yeah, I don't mean this to be a cop-out. Yeah, I don't mean this to be a cop-out, but that really would be something you want to ask Gase. Is he trying to set something up? Because sometimes they're going to do that because there's a specific look that they're waiting for, or they're trying to put something out there where you're going to develop a tendency that then there's a counter later. That they're just trying to set up.
I think that everything is done with some kind of purpose by him. I didn't particularly notice any bad game planning, but I will say this, that I don't believe that Gase will be here next year. And you know why he won't be here next year?
Because somebody will hire him as a head coach.
Yes, I do believe that's going to happen this offseason. I think that what he has done here, even though you'd say, well, what has he done? Numb nuts. Well, here's what he's done. I mean, he has taken something that everybody thought was broken and unrepairable in a quarterback. And the game plan, to me, has been great. I thought the execution, how they do things, and the ability to get it done, the knowledge, by all playing, including the wideouts and everything, the communication, all of it, is just so much better. And when I look at the guy coordinating the offense, and I know he had the head job in San Francisco if he wanted, and he did, but he didn't want to take it under those circumstances.
Right, because Tom Sula would be his DC instead of Fangio.
If you say to me, if you're head coach shopping, and there's going to be several teams, obviously, head coach shopping, he'd be right at the top of my list.
That's Boers. I'm Bernstein. We've got a lot more to come. It's Bears Monday. You have the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Bass. Take it responsibly.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. 5-0.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
One ball, two strikes. Davis comes to the plate. Strike three call. It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas City Royals.
It's been 30 years. Royals fans, let's get the party started.
Wow.
Kansas City special.
All right, here's what we need to do. We need to average out the over-the-top enthusiasm of the Vikings radio play-by-play guy and the completely underwhelming lack of enthusiasm of the Kansas City Royals. Like, and they're world champions.
At 30 years! And you lose last year, and you're that's your call?
It's been 30 years. Let's get this party started right. Who let the dogs out? Woof. Woof.
Wow.
That's it? It's been 30 years. Let's have a party. Maybe that's why nobody got shot.
I didn't know Kansas State won.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. What did he say?
Yay.
Wow. One ball, two strikes. Davis comes to the plate. Strike three.
You bet your ass it was.
It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas City Royals.
It's been 30 years. Royals fans, let's get the party started.
Wow.
They got music here. I can't hear you.
It's been 30 years, Royals fans. You can get the party started. I got to go to sleep. I'm a little too tired to be part of starting this party, but... let's get it started. Keep the noise down now, and I'll start some microwave popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we'll put a movie on. And
that wasn't a dude we talked to, was it?
Which dude?
Remember, we were the last time we were in spring training, which has been a long time ago. Didn't we talk to the Kansas City radio guy?
I don't think so. We talked to Charlie Steiner, and we talked to, I mean, Dave Niehaus years ago. He's a tough get now, but... Fans, it's been 30 years, and now it's time to start our party. So to start our party, I thought I would bring out a small bowl of M&Ms, followed by lemonade, and then maybe we could watch something on the television. We'll be going to bed at 8:30. That's just the rules around here, and now keep it down. Enjoy your party.
And get it started.
And get it started right.
We did, because we talked to a guy. The guy was the, I thought he was the radio voice of the Royals, because he was talking about they had all these prospects. And remember, he was doubting the fact that all seven or eight of them are what it was, because it was Moustakas and Hosmer
right.
and those guys, and he was doubting that they'd all be that good.
Maybe, I don't know. I forget okay. things. It's I don't know.
Drunken little bitch. What? Wait a minute. Well, you didn't mean that, did you?
I mean, no, Ed Farmer was more excited than that.
He's always more excited than that.
Well, no, not all the time.
He is. If the White Sox win a game, he's more excited than
Quit
that.
Quit yelling.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm sorry, Farmio.
It's been 30 years. Now it's time for the party to begin.
Wow, that's just like...
Go crazy!
We'll be making some balloon animals for you.
What is it? What? Really?
That's it.
I guess that in all of Kansas City followed in response.
Give me a hot dog.
Okay.
Our guy Chip would get more excited about like the 50th win of the season.
Chip would get more excited about a shallow fly ball to center.
Swung on, belted. In comes Lofton.
I didn't really think you could win a World Series and have that call. Now, you had two other calls this weekend that were certainly
and
exciting.
And the Vikings are like, goodbye, Toledo! Goodbye, Toledo! Goodbye, Toledo!
I mean, that's probably the worst championship call ever.
Has to
it's
be.
Up there, yeah.
It's like he pulled out a bundt cake from under the desk, and he's like, all right, fellas, let's celebrate.
We're going to dig into this bundt cake now. It's properly glazed.
I know we talked to that guy. I think, unless it's a different guy.
30 years of frustration culminating in that pitch.
Or his wife brought in like a tray of like, you know, cucumber sandwiches.
Lemon bars.
Cut off, right?
Let's have some finger sandwiches.
Grape juice in a wine bottle.
And let's enjoy. Man,
there's nothing better than a finger sandwich. Am I right, Maddie?
I've never heard of anything. That's a local broadcast.
Yeah,
Goodbye, Chicago! Goodbye, Toledo! Toledo!
Okay. That's what the guy's doing. He's doing Bill Baker.
Goodbye, Chicago!
The Bears blow.
Yeah. Goodbye, Chicago!
He's so excited about.
Crap.
Goodbye to what? They weren't going anywhere. What do you mean, goodbye?
They're not going. I think it's a safe bet they're not going anywhere.
I mean, that's... You compared
there was the Miami call, which was fun, right?
Well, then we've got our Michigan State call. They just won the World Series. Yeah. I mean, the Michigan State thing, you'd think everybody in the booth won the lottery.
I know. I don't understand. I really don't. Wouldn't you think at this point you would have something ready when it's over, right? You'd have something that just is spectacular. You would wake up Kansas Citians with a screaming something.
Were they sleepy?
I don't know. It was late.
It was late.
Late at night.
And they're old and it's late.
They're old. They're all 60 and above. Kansas City.
Maybe the team didn't get them like a hotel room. They've been up since they were at home.
Yeah, they all worked for Westwood One.
Been wandering the streets of New York night after night.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Mr. Excitement.
Royals have just won the World Series, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Wow.
You're loud, dude. And I don't mind understatement.
I would recommend screaming.
That's one.
I would recommend screaming. I don't recommend screaming often. I would recommend screaming. I got good screaming to Miami call, good screaming to Breeders' Breeders' Cup, good screaming. Great call.
Who was it?
I don't even know the dude's name. He's the voice of Keeneland. I think he's been doing the, I don't know if he does all the Triple Crown races, but he's really good. Very sharp. And then he, you know, they prepare. If you talk to them, they got it prepared.
Oh, they know every narrative, every possibility.
And that's what he did. He had it prepared.
Dave Johnson and Tom Durkin and all those guys.
Yeah, they had it prepared. Yeah, he had it prepared.
Or even the Kansas, even Jim Nansen. I mean.
In his pants.
Y.E. Yang. Y.E.
Well, I don't know that. Now, come on now, Y.E. Why?
There's always something.
It's getting that whole thing. Nansen Sims is. Running thin.
they're just doing too many damn games.
I know. That doesn't help because, I mean, Phil Simms needs something.
You know, and we always revisit
the
play-by-play calls of the year, for better or for worse.
Yes, we do.
On our annual Boars and Bursting Quote of the Year show, which we can tell you is 1 month from today. It is going to be Tuesday, December 2nd.
Outstanding.
The Boars and Bernstein Quote of the Year show. Tanny, this is your first one, right?
It is. I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
I know you are. I know how excited you are for this one, because every year.
This guy doesn't even know he's working back here. Right? Every year, that's your first one, huh?
Yep.
This is 1986. Hey, you bet your first one, huh?
First rodeo.
Jope.
Well, after the Quote of the Year show.
And the thing about
it is, party.
He's already done.
I know. He's completed everything. He's got the Stockton Award already given out. All the editing is already completed. It's already set. Boars and Bernstein, we've got the power hour of Bears Monday coming.
We actually had the show already.
Oh, it's done?
Yeah, it's like it's done the night before, like the Oscars that... Yeah, we've already had this, so we're just going to replay it.
Like the technical Oscars they give out that nobody cares about?
That no one listens to or watches.
best gaffer and best boy.
Yeah, so we did the Quote of the Year show last week. It went really well.
Yeah, you may actually hear some of the awards being given out on accidents, kind of like how they were tweeting out congrats to the Mets for forcing a Game 6 last night. I forgot who tweeted that.
Nope.
Somebody did, yeah.
Yup. Nope. Terry, I know you wanted to get to this. The little problem with the Tribune editorial today.
Yeah, I did have a problem with it.
You should.
I did. You're right. I had a big problem.
Yeah, thanks for pointing this out to me, because I think there's some sentiment in here that's pretty solid, but there's a little problem with how they got to where they needed to get. So we'll tell you what we're talking about in a moment on The Score.
It's another division loss for the Bears. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Bears lose a division game to the Vikings. Keep it here, Bears fans. We'll recap the loss, take a look at their next matchup. Oh, no. Jay Cutler and his old buddy from the Chargers, Philip Rivers. On Sports Radio, 6-7 of The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now, or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight
on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden. Tonight, only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to...